Hello, everybody. That was absolutely amazing. It wasn't just the children and the parents and the teachers' hard work, but it was everybody sort of chipping in with, how to make it sound louder and how to see it more clearly. It was just great. So, I want to tell you about something that happened to me last week. After church, I fancied a walk and I took the train to Milngavie. And after a lovely walk in Mugdock, it was time to come home. But oh dear, there were no trains, no buses, and surprise, surprise, I had no phone. Just then, an amazing signpost kind of beamed at me through the misty day. Allender Way, Glasgow, 6 miles, scenic route. Well, this is just what I needed, and I was so excited, especially as I've done the route before, and it all seemed so familiar and lovely. And after an hour on this lovely path, I was really comforted, because I could just remember it so well. It was so familiar. A bit too familiar. Here I was back at Milngavie Station. I had done a big loop. My path was familiar, but it was not helpful or true. And I think for all of us, the Christmas message is so familiar. But is it true? Now, we all know about the baby Jesus in the manger. But the baby Jesus in the manger is not sitting with you in your home. In the book of Isaiah, there are these famous words: "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the shadow of death, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Now, it's fantastic to realize that this baby Jesus became the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. And that is who you have with you in your living room or your bedroom or wherever you are. I've got a little challenge for you. Every time you say Happy Christmas this year, I want you to add in your thinking, or you're praying, or if you're brave, out loud, one of these truths about God. Happy Christmas. May you know the Prince of Peace. Happy Christmas. The mighty God is with you in your home today. Happy Christmas. May the Everlasting Father help you with all your family responsibilities. Happy Christmas! May you experience the Wonderful Counselor guiding you through this very different time. Now, for those who are staying on to the breaking of bread service at 11:15, we will see how well you have been listening. For the families and children, you can test each other tonight at tea time and see how many you can remember. Let's pray together. Lord, may we know and feel the truth of your presence with us today. Amen. And so our service is over, and I would like to wish you a spiritual, meaningful, familiar, and Truthful Christmas by